Now, as we speak, the Oireachtas Arts and Media Committee is holding a hearing on the regulation of online platforms. The session comes at a particularly sensitive time with international debate about Grok, the artificial intelligence function on X, and its capacity to digitally remove clothing from both adults and children. In the House of Commons, meanwhile, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said this lunchtime that X was acting to ensure full compliance with the law there. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is following that Oireachtas committee hearing, which is continuing as we speak. Brian, what's happened so far?
Well, I suppose at the very outset of this, there were written statements, as there always are. Rachel submitted in advance of Oireachtas committee hearing. Sometimes they read them out in the committee hearing room, sometimes they do not. In this case, they did not, and they were taken as read. But one particular one stands out when you look at the written statements, and that is from Detective Chief Superintendent Barry Walsh of the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau. And in his opening statement, it was quite strongly worded. He said that the current use of AI apps to present children and adults in an undressed state is an abhorrent disregard of personal dignity and an abuse of societal trust that cannot be tolerated. He said that they're taking this matter with the utmost seriousness, and where appropriate, these crimes will be the subject of thorough investigation with a view to bringing those responsible or any person conspiring to commit or accommodate such offending before the courts, where that is warranted, based on available evidence. Also in that written statement, he spoke about how, yes, we're talking about one particular AI app now, but this could happen on other AI tools as well. So as I say, that was the written statement. In the last half hour, we've gotten underway with questioning from the deputies. At the start, most of the questioning was aimed at the Garda representatives that are at the committee hearing. And Detective Chief Superintendent Barry Walsh from the National Cyber Crime Bureau confirmed that, yes, they have received reports relating to the Grok app, which is on the X platform. And he said, yes, investigations are underway. We can hear now some of what Detective Chief Superintendent Barry Walsh had to say.
The issue that's on the table at the moment, I suppose, or the issue that has been subject to public commentary over the recent days. So from our perspective, we have received reports and referrals of content on that particular platform that is under investigation. So as you know, the investigation process takes some time. It has to, the content has to be assessed. It has to be assessed to make sure it's criminal. And thereafter, the people responsible have to be identified, if that's possible. And the action then stems from there, the investigative action stems from there. So what follows is the investigative process, and that may result in various different actions, such as execution of warrants, interview of people responsible, interview bringing those people before the courts with the DP directs. And there's also, I suppose, more support of the regulatory environment that's been put in place recently. So we are in contact with Commissioner Mann and have been in contact with them, and over the last number of days, and we're meeting them again tomorrow to discuss this matter further and to bring it forward in terms of what support we can offer to them in terms of their function in this area.
Detective Chief Superintendent Barry Walsh, what else has been happening over the past hour or so, Brian? Has the focus been mainly on X and Grok?
Yeah, so far it has. We saw a lot of questioning towards the members from An Garda Síochána about this investigation, about what they were looking at. And the Gardaí were asked repeatedly as well, Rachel, do you have enough legislation in this area? Because, of course, that's one of the big debates here. Do we have legislation to deal with this evolving technology? To this, Detective Chief Superintendent Barry Walsh said, yes, we do, but perhaps changes to legislation or other legislation might make things more efficient. But certainly he said in terms of investigation, they have received these reports. They are carrying out these investigations. He said there's been a year-on-year increase in such investigations into child sexual abuse material. He said last year there were 25,000 referrals of suspicious activity indicative of child sexual abuse material. In 2024, by comparison, there were 13,000. And now, as I say, he has these investigations underway into the Grok app. There was also questions to other members who were there. We have representatives from organisations such as the Hope and Courage Collective, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. One of the big focuses as well on all of this is algorithms, and we've spoken about algorithms a lot in the past. These are the systems that push content into users' feeds and how these algorithms can be used and abused by tech companies and really put sort of quite negative and harmful, really, in many ways, content into users' feeds. So as I say, the committee hearing underway now for about an hour and continuing into this afternoon.
So where is all of this going? Because obviously activity isn't, political activity in this regard isn't confined to this particular committee meeting.
No, absolutely not. And we know that this afternoon we have the Minister of State with responsibility for artificial intelligence. That's Niamh Smith. She's due to hold a meeting with the Taoiseach about this matter. There's also due to be meetings with the Attorney General. Again, on that legislative piece, everybody seems to be coming out saying, yes, we have the legislation, but I think that confusion still exists around, well, who exactly are you prosecuting and what exactly are you prosecuting? So that seems to be the key here in terms of how this is going to be moved on. Also, look, the folks will continue to be on the politicians and the campaign groups that will be leaving X. And we have seen a slew of government ministers, a slew of campaign groups and various organisations saying they will no longer be on X. Today we have the Social Democrats saying that they will be leaving the X platform and moving to Blue Sky instead. So as I say, this is going to rumble on both at political level when we see committees and out there in the wider world when it comes to the platform and the users on that platform.
Brian, thank you. Brian O'Donovan there, our work and technology correspondent.